there, and welcome to our 38th episode of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I am so happy that you're joining me today. Today's episode is brought to you by my Busy Kids Do Music History course, which is my all-in-one music appreciation course designed especially for homeschooling families. You can find out more about that course at busykidsdopiano.com/music history, and I'll also include a link to that course in this episode's show notes. We are finishing up our three-part series on one of the most famous composers of all time, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. In episode 37, we learned about his famous opera, The Magic Flute. And in today's episode, we're going to study one of Mozart's most famous and recognizable works, Eine kleine Nachtmusik, which is German for A Little Night Music. Mozart composed this famous piece at the end of his tragically short life, but it was not actually published until about 40 years after his death. It is a serenade, which is a type of composition with several movements, written for a small group of instrumentalists. Serenades are typically entertaining and light-hearted pieces of music. What are some words that you would use to describe this serenade? Serenades were often performed in the parks and gardens of Vienna, where Mozart spent the last part of his life. Mozart composed many serenades, and Eine kleine Nachtmusik was his 13th. You're likely familiar with the joyful and fun first movement that we just heard. The melodies of serenades were meant to be memorable and hummable. Listen now to a bit of the second movement. A movement is a self-contained piece within a musical form, and together the movements make up a complete work. When we talk about the speed of a piece of music, we use the word tempo. You may have noticed that the second movement is a slower tempo than the first. It is typical of serenades to open with a fast and lively movement, followed by a slower second movement, the way Mozart does here. The third movement of Mozart's famous serenade picks up the tempo a little bit. Thank you. The music maintains the lightness of the other two movements in the short third movement before completing the entire serenade with the fast and bright fourth movement. You may have noticed the high, joyful, and light melodies of the strings throughout the serenade. Eine kleine Nacht music is written for two violins, a viola, and cello with an optional double bass part. You may see it performed with larger orchestras sometimes too. It is one of the most frequently performed of all classical compositions, making appearances in plenty of cartoons and movies and television shows in recent years. If you head over to my show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/38, I have this episode's playlist for you, which is a link to a curated playlist on YouTube of different arrangements, performances, and interpretations of the four movements from Mozart's famous serenade, Eine kleine Nachtmusik. I'll also link to parts 1 and 2 of our series on Mozart in case you haven't had a chance to listen to those episodes yet. And again, you're going to find all that at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/38. I have so enjoyed learning more about Mozart with you these past few months on our podcast, and I hope that you'll join me again in 2 weeks for a very special episode with a very special guest on hip-hop music, a special episode for Black History Month. All right, I'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye for now.